Letizia here. I'm interested in to see if you have the converse of what you showed in Richard Miller's case when you looked at his voice, and in fact, you couldn't see the folds because the epilarynx tube was so narrow. And I believe I have a good reason to believe that for some singers, that is the appropriate adjustment. Do you see it the other way, too, where some that you would test and you take, pull the tongue out a little bit and open everything up, that they would say, in fact, this is good for me and I like this configuration and that's the way I would sing?